going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. We do have plenty to get to on the show. Joe DeLeon coming up to react to the Browns six-man draft over the weekend, what he liked, what he didn't like, the two quarterback plan, the two running back plan. So we got plenty with that. Obviously, Cavs, Heat, can the Cavs sweep off the Heat tonight in Miami? I think after Game 3 it feels like it is inevitable, but we'll get into that as well. And something that happened, unfortunately, at the Guardians as well this weekend. So we got plenty to get to on today's show. But obviously today, it's the reaction to Shador being the fifth-round pick. We've had a lot of conjecture about, really, who made that pick or who was told to make that pick. I will say Daryl reported this morning that it was a Andrew Berry pick. I know Lane, our buddy from the Orange and Brown Report, has reported that it was an Andrew Berry pick. So to get to the bottom of all of this, including their draft philosophy, what it means, who's the odd man out in the quarterback room, all these great things, we're going to welcome on somebody who was wall-to-wall coverage, not just of the draft process. Remember, guys, she was in Colorado for Shador's Pro Day. The great Mary Kay Cabot joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it was an eventful weekend. I found out about it after it happens, obviously. I'm on the phone with a buddy, and I broke the news to him. JP's finding out about it on social media. When did you start to think that the trade-up, as we should call it, was actually a possibility and the Browns might take him despite taking Dylan Gabriel earlier in the weekend?
Well, about 10 minutes before it happened, I turned to two of my colleagues next to me and said, I bet Andrew will take Shador. And lo and behold, he did. I didn't know it. I just had a hunch. I just had a feeling that once he got to that point that they would go ahead and do this. So I didn't know that they would trade up. I still was thinking, oh, if it gets to 166, they'll do it. But they went ahead and traded up, and they did it, and it changed the course of all of our careers for a little bit here.
Yeah, Mary Kay, I got to say, you nailed it. You wanted two quarterbacks the entire time. I don't think you really had it planned out this way, but you got your two quarterbacks, Mary Kay.
Yeah, I did not plan it this way. This was absolutely not how I thought it would go down, but not only did I state numerous times that they should take two quarterbacks, but I also said two running backs. Not sure if I said it on this show or not. I probably did, but I said it many, many times in on our podcast and other shows, and I wrote it a bunch of times as well. So I thought two running backs, two quarterbacks. I certainly didn't think it would happen in only seven picks, though.
And thank you for saying that, by the way. I'd said six picks. They had made seven picks. I almost forgot my own, my Bowling Green Falcon, Harold Fannin Jr., which I enjoyed quite a bit there. Just for the Shador thing, though, because I want to continue to ask everybody on this, there's this, to this point, what I think is kind of more conjecture than not, that Jimmy Haslam made this pick, or Paul DePodesta, influenced this pick. Did either Jimmy or Paul either influence or directly tell Andrew Berry to draft Shedeur Sanders?
Well, first of all, let me say that usually when they make a decision, they check in with each other about it. But it must be remembered that Andrew Berry makes the football decisions on this team. And I have been fighting this battle the whole time he's been here to try to get people to understand that Jimmy's not calling the shots. It's Andrew Berry. He has final say over the roster. He was the one that wanted to acquire Deshaun Watson. He originated that idea, not Jimmy. No one wants to believe that, but that is how that went down. Jimmy, yes, came through with the guaranteed money, the fully guaranteed money. But Jimmy doesn't sit around watching film and make a short list of quarterbacks that they need to acquire. That's not how that works. So this was definitely Andrew's decision. I firmly believe that. And I just think that people have this perception of Jimmy that he's still doing some things that he used to do in previous regimes.
So, and I'm so glad you said this, because we've kind of fought back on this as well, specifically with the Deshaun thing. Like, so much of what you guys and everybody's reported about how this went down, and yet, whether it's nationally or even locally, some people just won't let go of this idea that Jimmy is consistent. What I'm just seeing, do you have any working theories on why we just can't let go of this theory that Jimmy is kind of, you know, enforcing decisions?
Well, I think he's an easy target that way. And also, I think back in the Johnny Manziel year of 2014, I do think he had some influence over that decision. That was when they had a very inexperienced general manager. And they, you know, he did sort of step in on that one, but not in these other matters, including Deshaun Watson. And people do not want to let it go.
Mary Kay, let me ask you about Vegas odds right now and where this quarterback competition stands. They believe Kenny Pickett is the favorite. Obviously, when the revolving door, when we stop turning this thing around, it's going to have one of, I would imagine, Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco not on this team. If you have three quarterbacks and Gabriel and Sanders are there as well, which one do you feel like is the outside one looking in this early in the race?
Well, it's hard to say at this point. It's really hard to say. But I've been writing and speculating that perhaps Joe is someone that you could get a draft pick in return for. And last year, they were more than willing to trade Jameis Winston at the cutdown date and again at the trade deadline. So if someone needs a veteran starting quarterback and the Browns are happy with what they have in Kenny and Dylan and Shedeur, then I could see them at least considering parting ways with him. I have no idea if they would actually do that or if that's in their thinking or plans at this time. But it just is in the back of my mind with what happened with Jameis.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I think some people saw two quarterback draft. You got Kenny Pickett here. You know, you got a lot of young quarterbacks here. Overall, to get those three, in your room, you spent a third round pick and 2 5th round picks. Do you think that has any impact on the idea that they might be looking more towards 2026 to find the official big swing at quarterback, trying to take maybe a first-round quarterback with one of those two first-rounders they have?
Well, they're poised and set up to do just that if they need it. Now, in a perfect world, they won't need to do that. One of these guys will emerge and become something, but they're realistic enough to know that you don't always find your quarterback in a trade or in the third round, or in the fifth round. And sometimes you have to wait until that crop comes along in the first round and you can get your hands on one of them there. So they're set up to do it, and now it's just a matter of one of these quarterbacks emerging and making sure they don't have to.
Mary Kay, you've been around the NFL for a really long time, and I venture to say you've never seen anything like what happened with Shedeur over this weekend and just the fall that happened. But can you speak to the process of it all? If the 1,500 different draft sites, there was one poll out there, it was like they looked at 1,500, 94% of them had Shedeur taken in the first round. If that many were wrong about the projections on Shedeur and that many were wrong about how the NFL views Shedeur, why in your mind, as this is the first time we've seen this in 40 years, why is this, in your mind, is this the first time something like this has happened where someone's fallen that far and also then the prognosticators were that wrong?
Well, I do think that the media and the draft experts overvalued Shador. It's pretty obvious now that the NFL types had him ranked completely differently than the prognosticators and the media and all of the draft experts did. So that's one thing. And then I do think that there was probably something to the way that he interviewed. You're seeing things that maybe he sandbagged some interviews to places that he didn't want to go. I saw something about how he kind of butted heads a little bit with Brian Daboll when he went to New York. So I think there was some of that. And then it just sort of took on a life of its own. It was like a hot potato. Nobody wanted to touch it as the draft was going along. And I think that the Browns did come to like Shador both on the field and off the field. Not enough to draft him with their first six picks, mind you, but they liked him well enough to take a flyer on him at 144, which is what you're really doing at that point in the draft. So they didn't care about all of those outside things, and they just went ahead and pulled the trigger on him.
Mary Kay, just in terms of the big picture, you know, two quarterbacks, two running backs, seven picks overall. How do you think
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I think the Browns fared this weekend.
I actually think they did a fantastic job. I thought this was an amazing draft. I really do. As far as the trade is concerned, from 2 to 5, I think it's absolutely tremendous to be able to pick up a second rounder this year, a fourth rounder this year, which they used to completely overhaul their running game, and then still have an extra first rounder next year so that you will be poised to take one of those quarterbacks in the event that you need him. All they had to do was move back 3 spaces to do that. If they were moving down to 21, well, you know, that's different, but they were still able to get a premium player at a premium position. Everyone regarded Mason Graham as a top 5 pick in this draft. And who knows how Travis Hunter will even turn out to be in the NFL. By all accounts, he should be amazing, but you never really know. So I think this is something to watch over the next 3, 4, 5 years to see how it plays out. But I think that part of it was incredible. I think, again, getting those 2 running backs was great. Dylan Gabriel, I knew that they had their eye on him and really liked him a lot. I talked to him at the Senior Bowl. He's a very confident young man. Does a lot of things very well. I think he's going to surprise some people. And then, of course, they came back and they got Shador at the end, and he will give probably that quarterback room a run for its money.
Should Nick Chubb be a little bothered how his time with the Browns is coming to an end? 2 years ago, they restructured his contract. Last year, he obviously, you know, it didn't work out for him, and he's just kind of shown the door here.
Well, I wouldn't even, you know, 100% rule out Nick Chubb. I mean, they didn't 100% rule him out yesterday. So it looks like it's probably not going to happen at this point. But it's one of those situations, again, where you can never say never. And because it's Nick Chubb, I think that puts a little bit of a different spin on it. If it was anybody else, I think you could kind of slam the door shut. But because it's Nick, I think you have to leave it open a crack and just see how this goes.
Mary Kay, how are the Browns set up for this year? Like, it feels like the last 3 years, we'd look at the roster. They'd gone all in on every offseason, a lot of one-year deals. Compared to, like, the last 3 years, how do you think they're set up going into this year and kind of the idea of trying to be competitive and maybe even be more than competitive?
It's really hard to say because we don't know who the quarterback is. We just don't know the answer to that. And if we had an idea of who was going to be their starting quarterback, then I think we could say with some certainty, oh, they're going to win 7 games or 8 games. We don't know which one of these guys is going to start and how they're going to fare. What if Kenny Pickett does come in and he's learned a lot and he does flourish in this scheme and with the supporting cast and he doesn't turn the ball over and he does some really nice things for them? You know, maybe they start to flirt with 8 victories. Maybe you even start to peek into 9 as you get into December. Who knows? But I think that's the whole X factor here is the quarterback, as it always is.
How much of a surprise was it that they didn't go offensive line or wide receiver at all in this draft?
Well, wide receiver, I still think, is somewhat of an oversight, but they did what they felt that they had to do, and they must know that they have some kind of a plan for getting another wide receiver on this football team in some way, shape, or form, because I definitely think they need at least one more really good receiver. I would have liked to have seen one somewhere in this draft, but you know, I don't really fault them for anything that they did, but it would have been nice if they could have squeezed a wide receiver out of this draft somewhere, some way.
Mary Kay, we've already talked about Nick Chubb here. Obviously, Amari Cooper's out there. Jed Wills is still out there. It's another 2 or 3, you know, whether guys who've been here or guys who were here last year who haven't been re-signed yet. Is there any one of those guys that might have the best chance of coming back on like a 1 year deal or being back with the Browns this year?
It's hard to say. I mean, it seems to me like the Amari Cooper ship, that really seemed to have sailed last year. So I don't really see that happening. And then Jed, I've written this a little bit that, you know, I think Jed is still kind of working his way back a little bit, and his name will probably resurface somewhere as time goes on a little bit. But because we haven't heard too much about him, I'm guessing that he's probably just needs to take his time a little bit, and then he'll get back onto the scene. And then Elijah Moore is visiting the Bills today, and we'll have to see how that goes.
All right. If I ADD'd out and missed this, that's on me. I did notice that you had tweeted out about 10 minutes ago that the Browns won't pick up Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option. Was that always the case that they were going to do, or do you think that this weekend might have impacted that?
I actually haven't tweeted that yet, so someone must have gotten that off of my subtext that I send out to people. I'm actually going to tweet it right now. So, that is not going to happen.
It's just Nick. He's on your text thread because he likes you so much.
It's
Mary
on
Kay.
The Browns homepage. But if I just blew up your spot, it's on the Browns my bad, dog.
Wait, the Browns blew up your spot. What happened here?
Yeah. So let me just tweet this real quick.
Yeah, you got it.
JP, we can always vamp the Shador for a second. Pick?
Yeah, I thought Shador was great. You know, if we want to do like a how we're doing in this interview thing,
yeah.
We haven't once asked her about JOK and the status of Schlesinger and whether or not that impacts anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good follow-up question.
So that where we're going to go here?
I think so.
All right. So I was trying to get that tweeted out right before you guys called, but I didn't get a chance to because I'd like to try to get it out to our subtexters first who, you know, they pay good money for that kind of information. So I was doing that, and then I was going to tweet it before I got on with you guys so we could talk about it, and I just couldn't finish. So now it's out there. They did not pick up they are not going to pick up Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option by Thursday, and I don't think that's a huge, huge shocker because his fifth-year option is $22 million for next year. So I really don't think that they were going to go from $2 million this year, 2.6 this year, to 22 next year when he hasn't even started a game yet. So I don't think it's a huge shocker. It's a good note. It's a good little story. It's a nugget because all of the quarterbacks are in the news right now. But, you know, I don't think this is going to, you know, shake the universe.
Mary Kay, you're the best. If I put you on blast there, I'll say it again, my bad. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much. Oof. Mary Kay Cavett on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay was awesome. I swear, I'm looking at Cleveland.com/Browns right now, and it says Browns won't pick up quarterback Kenny Pickett's fifth-year option, league sources. I'm now going to
Oh, I thought you made it
Texas.
Sound like it was the Browns homepage that did it.
Dude, because I was...
That's Cleveland.com's page.
Your boy
that's fine.
Your boy was sweating there when she's like, I did not tweet that out. And I was like, okay, so I said something wrong because I meant to say I'm seeing it on Browns. So, yeah, I just butchered that whole thing.
I'm just happy you didn't get it from like a random person tweeting it out on Twitter or something like that.
A lot of that going around these days.
That would have been a disaster.
I'm sending that to Mary Kay so I feel less like a jerk. Probably not going to work.
She'll be fine. She'll be
I'm going full Dr. Seuss. That's great. Yeah. On the loose. We have plenty to react to with Mary Kay. Her thoughts on the Shador Sanders pick.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device. Plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.